When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to do a little disclaimer here at the beginning of the episode. We had planned on doing... The first episode we did was, of course, the Muppet episode. The second episode we were going to do was Captain N, the Game Master. But we had a little problem with the YouTube stream because of the commercials that were in the episode. So we decided to, about 5 minutes in, we decided to scrap that and do a real Ghostbusters episode. So if you want to follow along with us, we of course do the Mark Hamill episode of The Muppet Show. And then you'll hear a little bit of us do Captain N the Game Master. But then we changed and did season 1, episode 7. Of the real Ghostbusters, Sandman, Dream Me a Dream, season 1, episode 7. So thank you guys, and enjoy the show. Good evening, Patreon supporters. You know what time it is. It's that time of the month where we get together and we do a commentary track or two, which we're doing two this evening because
yes, we are.
You paid for it. How do you like that? I like
fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's stupendous. And you know what we're doing tonight?
What are we doing?
I don't know. What are we doing? We're doing the Muppet Show. Yeah. What season is this? This is...
Season 4, episode 17.
Season 4, episode 17. The Mark Hamill episode of The Muppet Show. And then after that, which you can catch that on Disney Plus. And then we are watching Captain N, The Game Master, episode 2. Or, no, season 2, episode 3, Quest for the Potion of Power. And that is on YouTube. If you would like to follow along with us. And thank you to you patrons and you new patrons as well who have joined us. Thank you so much. You keep us above the $50 level. And we do these extra episodes every month for you guys. And you get it way before everybody else. So you have bragging rights to be like, hey, did you hear that new extra Nerd Cave episode where they watched the Muppet Show? And everybody else is like, no, I haven't heard it. Like, yeah, because you don't give them a buck a month. You don't get it. So that's how it works.
For those who aren't subscribed to Patreon, you'll get it in March.
Yeah, you'll get it
2022.
You'll get it way later. Like, you know, we love you guys too for listening, but you know, you don't give us money, so you get it later. You want to get it on time, give us money.
Right.
But for those who did pay, you're getting BOGO this month.
Yeah.
BOGO.
2 for 1 is what you're getting. So,
yes,
I'm ready to start this Muppet Show. What about you guys?
I'm excited for this one.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
So, when you open the Disney Plus show, it's really hard to open it and then pause it immediately because it instantly starts. So I think we're all at the 1 second mark. It's already started, and my closed captioning says knocking at the bottom, and there's flowers on the screen. I guess they're backstage at the Muppet Theater about to start. Right.
Scooter's about to come in the door.
Scooter. Yes. Scooter's here. I am the Scooter.
I am the Scooter.
He's invaded.
All right. Well, as per usual, I count down from three. I go 3, 2, 1, go. And on go, we hit play. Everybody got that?
Got it.
Let's do it. And 3, 2, 1, go. Mr. McGonagall.
Right.
Such a great name.
That doesn't look like McGonagall.
Oh my god, it's Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Now, why would Luke bust through the wall like that? He's not Chewbacca or anything.
He just watched a Kool-Aid commercial.
Oh yeah.
He's like, hey, that looked cool. I'll do that. Such a cool moment.
Mm-hmm. Variety show planet.
Yay!
I love this intro.
I know. It's the best TV intro of all time.
Right, and it gives you the option to skip the intro, and if you do, you're a maniac.
What kind of person would skip the intro? Like, what pain have you gone through in life that you don't get the joy of the opening of the Muppet Show?
Statler and Waldorf are my favorites.
Me too. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
And Gonzo with the wacky thing over there.
Gonzo and his damn chickens.
Who are you calling a hoe?
This one makes me want to go to the Muppet thing and it's not MGM anymore. What is it now?
Hollywood Studios.
I don't think it's long for this world.
That sucks, because I love going there.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorites as a kid.
It's funny, because I was like, you know, they need to expand Star Wars land. Let's see what's between Star Wars and Star Tours, and oh, shit, it's the Muppet. No.
Yeah.
Well, they should incorporate this episode in between those two worlds.
Right.
Ooh.
The Joker?
Oh, Lord. I wonder what they do with these, like, random nameless Muppets, like the little Bo Peep right there. Like, what do they do with her when they're done?
They put her back in the workshop.
Does she get changed into something else, or is she just done at that point?
Possibly. Some are reused. Some are used for parts. It really all depends on the scenario.
That's so weird.
I've never really thought of that, to be honest. Like, what do they do with the one-and-done Muppets?
Yeah, I didn't think about that till just now.
Yeah, they store them in the workshop, except for the ones in... each production is different, but, like, the main ones are all in the... when they're not in use anyway, or in the workshop, just sitting there.
How many of the main ones are there? Like, you know, there's got to be multiple Kermits, multiple... Or is really
one
they're just
or
one?
Two.
Really?
Yeah. At a time.
How long do they usually last, though?
A while, because they don't. There's not a lot of wear and tear on them because they don't beat them up.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure they're well taken care of,
and they have lots of spare parts. So it's not like, you know, if Cookie Monster loses an eye, they're going to give him another one.
It's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the
day. Did you see the latest episode of the Saturday Night Live news? What do they call it? The
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update, yeah.
They're talking about they introduced some black Muppets on Sesame Street to talk about race. And then he showed a picture of all the Muppets and he said, which begs the question, all these Muppets are white? Okay.
That's clever.
It's weird.
Is anybody else hearing some weird audio issues with this? Like when C-3PO talks?
Yeah, whenever they have the sound effects, it sounds like there's like a clicking sound.
Yeah.
I hear something.
That's interesting. I just started with this scene.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because of the remastering process it revealed a lot of stuff they couldn't hear before.
Right.
Could be.
Remember Alderaan!
Oh, I love the news guy.
Yeah.
Scooter's
here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Rampage.
Yeah.
Little did we know he was a celebrity.
Oh, he's got a cool Mark Hamill signed poster in the background.
Yeah, I just now noticed that. That's awesome.
Mark Hamill's so lucky.
He is.
There's a lot of good jokes in here. I bet he had a blast doing this.
Oh, I bet.
Ah, yes. Early 80s, 70s fashion.
Yep.
What a sweater vest.
Yeah. Whatever happened to sweater vests?
Mark Hamill wore them all.
He actually owns all the sweater vests. Yeah.
What is that mask in the background, that green one? That's frightening.
Yeah, a little bit. Ah!
I forgot he sings in this episode.
I love Mark Hamill.
Mm-hmm. He gets into everything he does.
Yeah.
I've never seen Kermit get pissed.
Oh, he's pissed a lot in the series.
I don't remember him being pissed off so much. What? McGonagall.
Oh, Lord.
I wish I could write for the Muppet Show.
Right? I don't see why not. People who are writing for them now aren't that great.
We should do that for an episode of Nerd Cave Retro. Yeah.
Ah, my animal.
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 See, like, what do they do with the fish when they're done with them?
I'm away.
Ah, old school green screen. Gotta love it.
Yeah. All this music's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the day. It's just so damn catchy.
Like we were talking about it last week, man. I had the whole Muppet DVD series a few years ago, and I don't know what happened to it.
Outrage. Thank goodness it's on Disney Plus now.
I know.
Right.
Now, Jim Henson's one of my biggest influences.
They're talking about putting Scrubs on Disney Plus, too, and they're going to put all the original music that was in the original run and the DVD series on back into the show.
That's awesome.
On Disney Plus? Wow.
Yeah, because it's a... what is it? Not Viacom, but...
Fox?
No, it was an ABC production, Buena Vista. It was a Buena Vista production. So technically it's a Disney show.
That was such a good show.
And since Disney has unlimited money, they get to put all the original music back in it.
I wish they had unlimited money.
Did you get the prompt on Disney Plus that they're going up a dollar?
I didn't get a prompt because I got an email.
Oh,
yeah, I got an email as
when
well.
I signed in a few minutes ago. It says it's going from $6.99 to $7.99. I'm like, I'm okay with it.
A buck, whatever.
Yeah.
They deserve it for what they're doing.
Yeah.
If it was like a $4 leap or something, a $5 leap, I might have had a problem with it. But buck, I don't care.
Right, because, I mean, I'm watching WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and last night I watched an hour-long 1955 special hosted by Walt Disney about the history of animation. I'm getting my money's worth out of this damn thing.
Absolutely.
When are they going to put the Disney's Halloween Treat on there?
I don't think they are, because Disney's Halloween Treat was a Frankenstein, mind the expression, from all of the silly symphonies that they had. Some of the stuff that was on Disney's Halloween Treat is on there, like the skeleton dance. And
but there was something special about that particular episode. Like I used to watch it every year.
Oh, me too. Until they changed it that one year, and it's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Look at Animal rocking the double bass drums.
Rampage getting more airtime.
Right.
Did anybody else find Janice hot when you were a kid?
No.
Really? I guess I was the only one.
I was never attracted to any Muppets.
I was a weird kid. What can I say?
Well, I mean,
There could be much worse things that you could be attracted to.
I was going to tell the worst joke. Never mind. Forget it.
I want that Mark Hamill poster in the back he's got there.
Right?
Oh, he's got a Princess Leia one up in the corner, too.
As we all did.
Hmm.
Floyd! His name is Pink Floyd.
Hmm.
Love the jacket Animal's wearing.
Yeah.
I want that outfit.
This looks like the cover of the Saturday Night Fever album they did with Grover on the cover.
Yeah. You're a star to us, Scooter.
That's right, Scooter.
Ah, Pigs in Space.
I love Pigs in Space.
Yeah, well, I was in a band called Revision A back in the 90s when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And when we started the band, we were going to call it P-I-S, like P period, I period, S period, piss for Pigs in Space.
Beautiful. Space! I've seen that ship before in real life. It was at the Disney Studios.
Oh, really?
It was in the prop warehouse.
Oh, cool.
It is a pigsty.
Yes.
I'm changing my Twitter name to Captain Pig Hogthrob.
None of that made sense.
I bet I can make that outfit.
That would be good.
Oh, God. You know what we should do? We should make real life Pigs in Space outfits and wear them to the Nerd Cave Retro panel.
Oh, my God. Yes. I will totally do that.
I mean, we could at least make t-shirts that look like that. With, like, the tubing around the arms.
We just have to play that little soundbite before we start. Pigs in Space!
Nerd Cave Retro! Don't be disgusting.
I love his voice. Now you have my jacket size. Oh, God.
Jabez.
Man, Miss Piggy's a horn dog.
A little bit.
She really is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It's the evil.
Darth Gonzo.
I haven't said a whole lot about the actual show itself. We've just been laughing at it.
I know. I can't help it. It's still entertaining. It was entertaining as a kid, and it's still entertaining as an adult.
But that's the thing about when we watch good content is that we just get so into it. It's like we forget to even commentate on it.
It's like it's 40 years old, too. It's like...
Yeah.
And it looks great.
I know. They've done a really good job with the remastering. I mean, the DVDs look good, but this is like... It's great.
You can see the lights reflecting in his helmet.
Yeah.
Isn't he just a...
I want that helmet. I wonder if that thing is still in the Muppet warehouse somewhere.
Probably not. A lot of stuff's gone missing.
Have they ever moved warehouses, or has it always been the same place?
A couple times, but they've been at the same location for almost like 20-something years, like 20, 30 years.
It's Chewy.
Where's his bandolier?
Yeah.
He's naked!
He's naked!
This episode is now rated TV-14.
The gargling Argyle Gargyle. I can't even say that.
That'll be my Twitter name, Gargling Gershwin.
You can see like the lines in the background.
Yeah.
Where the boards are put together.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, just, you know, do something.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was Anthony Daniels in there.
Should find out during the credits.
Yeah. Yeah, this was definitely after they started making more of the costume out of plastic, because he could not have moved like that in the original costume from New Hope.
Not at all. Yes.
Mark Hamill is like the biggest ham on the planet.
He is.
He still is. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. He's like he's gone full ham his entire life, and we love him. We love him full it.
He says with Miss Piggy in the center of the screen.
Full ham.
Foreshadowing. Wow.
That's pretty incredible, actually.
I'm almost moved to tears, to be honest.
Naked Chewbacca.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Kenny Baker. In a trash can.
Da, 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 da. Never heard him.
Who's that?
You have the eye line messed up, Mark.
Yeah.
You're looking behind him.
Well, they probably did most of this in like one take.
Yeah.
All right, those, yep.
Anthony Daniels.
So R2 I guess D2. R2-D2 as himself was probably Kenny Baker.
Probably. That was fun to go back and watch.
See, this episode needed more Rolf. They could have had Rolf playing Chewbacca.
That's right. Missed opportunity. There's always a little thing after the credits.
Yeah. a couple of assholes.
The original trolls.
My favorite jokes are theirs. I mean,
me too.
I remember in the Muppet movie, the joke where they go, yes, we're here for the showing of the Muppet movie. The private screening. Private screening? Yeah, they're too embarrassed to show it in public.
My favorite was from Muppet Treasure Island when they're on the front of the ship. And they're like, yeah, we're stuck on the front of this stupid ship. Well, it could be worse. We could be stuck in the audience.
I love those two.
Yeah.
My YouTube just crashed, so it's going to take a second for me to get there.
Okay.
Actually, but
I'm going to pause for a moment, which it's not going to pause for the people, but it's going to pause for us. Short break, and we'll be right back. And we're back from that little pause, and we are getting ready to fire up on YouTube. Captain N, the Game Master, Season 2, Episode 3, Quest for the Potion of Power, where Kevin is about to meet Link and Zelda. So are you guys ready to see the masterpiece that this is about to be?
Who are Link and Zelda?
I don't know. We'll find out.
All right, cool.
Well, excuse me.
Alrighty. I was hoping somebody would say it.
You guys ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, we're getting the full backstory here. See, I couldn't play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out with the advantage like that for some reason.
Well, you're not the game master.
Yeah, exactly.
That's only for Kevin. Roll.
Oh.
Good morning, just the same since the moment that we came.
To this poor provincial town.
Excuse me, princess.
Marie, the baguettes.
Oh, I'm getting an ad. What the hell?
Yeah, I am too. It didn't do this for me before.
Me either.
And I'm not getting one because I'm the one that paid for it. I'm pausing. Oh,
well. All right, I've skipped ad. I'm back at the exact one minute and 1 second mark when you guys
hold on, let me get there. 1 minute, 1 second. Pick the one. All right, tell me one.
All right, you ready, Derek? All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Now the cast of The Black Cauldron.
Damn you, YouTube. I'm not paying you for no ads, so stop it. Oh, it's a Game Boy episode.
You gotta love a dog with a bandana.
Yeah. Simon Belmont. Why did they make Simon Belmont like this?
You want to talk about Horn Dog? That is Simon Belmont in this show.
And why does he look like he's about to go hiking? Like,
he looks like he spent way too long at the beach.
Yeah. All right, there we go. Now I'm getting the weird ads at the bottom that I have to click off.
Same.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, not all of us are a Rockefeller.
You need to start bowing.
Yeah, I wonder why they never made an actual Captain N game for the Nintendo.
I don't know. Out of curiosity, how did these two birth that game, boy?
Yeah, there's some backstory there that I kind of want to know about.
He's got to go to the same tanning place as Hulk Hogan.
Another ad. What the hell?
I'm pausing it. I'm at 305.
Okay, I am at, where am I at? 302.
All right, let me
see. You're going to actually have to edit this one.
Nah. Nope.
All right, I'm at 302.
Okay, now I'm at 302.
Okay, wait, damn it. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I skipped through the video earlier and I got no ads at all.
No kidding. I did too. So I thought it was just going to be those little ads you could X out of.
So did I.
Ugh. Link. Why did they make Link look like that?
Why did they make him look like that?
Same voice actor from the Zelda cartoon. You guys friends now?
Oh, Zelda, what in the world with that midriff?
I know. Sexy Zelda.
No wonder Link's always hitting on her.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thunder, yes! Yeah.
Oh! Some of the voices in this show just make me cringe.
I know.
This is one of them.
What's the guy's name that did the voice of Mother Brain?
Levi Stubbs.
Yeah.
Feed my Seymour.
And King Hippo's nipples are very uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit.
I wish Donkey Kong would show up.
Right.
What's my potion, you penis emoji?
Another ad. What the hell?
Oh my god.
I just got one too.
Pausing.
We may have to do another
21 minutes. 21 minute show.
Do you guys want to scrap this and do something that doesn't have ads?
Sure.
All right. What do y'all want to do?
I should send you $30 each.
I mean, everything on YouTube, chances are it's going to have ads.
Yeah. All right. We never had to worry about it with real Ghostbusters.
I always watched it on Amazon Prime.
Could do that, do another real Ghostbusters episode. Because I looked and there's nowhere to buy an episode of Captain and the Game Master. It's not not available to buy anywhere.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Do you guys want to do a real Ghostbusters?
Yeah, which episode?
What do you think? You're the Ghostbusters. I want to do a hold on. Real Ghostbusters.
I'm the Ghostbusters site here. Oh.
Okay. We got volume one. Let's see. What's on here? What episodes we got? We got Ghosts Are Us. I want Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Ooh, we could do the Mr. Sandman episode. Or When Halloween Was Forever.
I'm good with Mr. Sandman.
Okay. Want to do Mr. Sandman, Dream Me a Dream?
Sure.
That'll be yeah, let me pull it up.
Season 1, Episode 7.
Mr. Sandman, Dream Me a Dream?
Yep.
Okay, let me get in there.
And I'm going to leave all this in the episode. So
let me blow it up.
All right, let me go back start to zero. At the beginning
and pause.
Yep, I am at the 0000 mark.
I was until a second ago when I accidentally hit it. Okay, now I'm at 0000.
Okay. All right, here we go. You ready?
Right.
All right, and 3, 2, 1, go. Who would skip the intro to this?
A lunatic.
Heathens, that's who.
Is there no joy in your life that you would skip the intro to this and the Muppets?
The intros are some of the best parts of so many shows.
I know.
Right? This being one of them.
You don't get these kind of cool intros anymore.
No, you don't.
I literally, our GameStop's going out of business, and on right in front of Walmart, and I went over there and purchased at a discount the My Little Pony Ghostbusters figure.
I saw that.
Her name is Plasmane.
Oh. Oh,
that's
no.
Great.
It's the best.
Mr. Sandman, Dream Me a Dream.
Bum, bum, bum,
this
bum,
looks
bum,
great,
bum,
too.
I know. I like how they have the layered background, so when the camera moves, it like has makes
the multiplane.
Feel,
yeah,
the multiplane feel like there's depth. Go on, I'm staying here watching, reading comics. Oh, that music. You know when you hear that music, it means something's coming.
Spoopy shit.
Whoa, somebody's coming. Look at the ad on the back.
Skinny?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. And a big pile of donuts. See, you can't leave donuts laying around.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Until you see the guy with the scissor hands and a striped sweater.
Yeah.
They could play that theme song in the background of every scene and I would not hate it.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how they created that sound effect. That blah.
Frank Welker does that.
That was great.
Was that a racist depiction of somebody?
I don't know. Wish you could buy the cartoon version of the PKE meter.
You used to could.
Yeah, when like the little plastic when you were a kid. I mean, like an adult style replica.
I'm an adult and I deserve adult toys. Wait, that sounds terrible.
Different kind of adult toys.
You could have just kicked the door open. Do something.
Or you guys can just stand around and talk.
That would be great. That's right, Winston.
Get it.
Like Krang's older, uglier brother.
Well, there's something you don't see every day.
You don't say.
She sleeps over the covers. 4 feet above the covers.
My butt cheeks. Books are coming to life.
I like how you took notes.
We're back, a dinosaur story.
Roll back the rock to the dawn of time and sing this song with me.
Taking a slam at the U.S. mail, U.S. postal system in a kid's cartoon.
Right?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hey, I know him.
I bet this was a fun episode for the people to draw for, who came up with all the concepts for all the ghosts and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure you had such a variety of stuff to do.
Ugh, such a weird voice.
Yeah.
His voice always weirded me out when I was a kid watching this.
I didn't know the Sandman could be the crazy person walking down the street.
You look so weird.
Yeah.
This was such an unsettling cartoon. I love the music. Like the music sets so much of the mood of this show. But he's not a ghost.
Yes.
Demon headphones. Man, Beats have really gone downhill since Apple bought them.
Yeah. Right.
I like these.
He's going to stop war in the tri-state area.
Yeah.
With nappies.
Ah, the Ghostbusters. How unexpected. And by that I mean totally expected. I'm not tired. Because I don't have a tailor.
I made this.
This is a hefty bag.
I stole this from my boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Golden shower.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That thing's walking on its nuts.
Just like me.
That's true talent.
Thanks for the memories. Do I look like I do cardio? Well, that was definitely racist.
Yeah. That wouldn't fly today.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Egon.
See, I like his exposition.
need to build one of those proton packs.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen people do it, and they're super cool looking.
Well, it's a cool design. Even if you like make it in real life, it would look still look cool.
People, I've seen people with RGB proton packs and traps and all that stuff.
It's the Easter Bunny.
You stole Dylan's Easter basket.
Give me back my Cadbury's.
You lying son of a bitch.
You know, I'm slacking. I have not bought any Easter candy this year.
I haven't either, but I haven't gone into a store since GameStop, except for GameStop, all year.
Yeah, but the peanut butter eggs are the best.
That's the only thing that I've gotten.
Peanut butter.
I like the caramel Cadbury eggs.
I mean, I'll throw this out there and say that the peanut butter eggs are the greatest candy ever made.
Nope.
Don't you start with me.
Caramel Cadbury eggs.
Now, I would eat that pizza. Of course, Ray dreams about pizza. Mine would probably be a giant taco. Yeah, but don't they have to go to sleep and then fight him? I don't remember. I remember watching this episode not long ago.
That was slightly frightening.
Because it was on, this used to be on Netflix. And I watched pretty much the whole series.
Yeah.
It's a dragon. It's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes, I'm saying it's Smog.
What are you doing here?
Yipes.
Look at the tits on that dragon.
Uppercut.
That was a bad joke. What is it about watching this show makes me want a bowl of cereal? You guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Still here.
I'm still here.
Ah, he got Peter.
That's what she said.
Peter Venkman.
That's pretty funny. So that's the monster that's going to eat her ass.
That's a cool looking train.
I'm going to ride the train.
Didn't I hear something recently that they were thinking about doing, rebooting the real Ghostbusters?
There is talks.
Yeah.
To tie into the Afterlife movie.
You know what makes me angry about the whole pandemic? The Ghostbusters 3 got pushed back.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, I got a poster on my wall that says summer 2020.
Yeah. That'll be worth something one day.
Yeah.
Maybe. Collector's item. Thank you, Mr. Zapata, for providing me this.
That
when
is
did he get time to join the Shriners?
I know. Like, what was that creepy little thing?
Did Just like paradise.
Peter, Egon's hair makes me want an eclair. Don't cross the stream, guys.
What the hell? You almost caused a cataclysm here.
Yeah.
Shorten your streams. I don't want his face burned off.
No!
Not Egon.
Come on, Winston. Believe in yourself.
You're Arsenio Hall. You can do anything you want.
Yeah. You've right? got your own talk show.
You are liaison to the Prince of Zamunda.
You've got the dog pound. Run!
Go, Winston, go!
God, I wish I could purchase some of these backgrounds.
Go, Winston Zeddemore! Everything after you said, hey, Janine, you need to repeat, though.
Ew.
Ow.
He's here.
You're paying for those doors.
Bum, 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 bum.
Who do they bill for this?
So, wouldn't everybody be dead? I mean, or is everybody just gonna, do they go into suspended animation for 500 years? He doesn't explain it, his plan, too much. Don't cross the streams! Because if people slept for 500 years, they wouldn't last more than a few days without, you know, eating food and water. And then the human race would be dead.
Could
I'm also surprised not one of them are having a sex dream.
Yeah. That's creepy. Come on, Janine, you can do it.
Is it, though?
Here, just snort some of this.
You'll wake right up.
But first, try this weed.
Come on, Janine. You can do it. Finally. See, now that's some cosplay somebody needs to do.
They already do it.
I haven't seen it.
Sir, you are way outside of this Ghostbusters community, and I don't like it.
Get the trap. Hurry up. Now, if they trap the Sandman and he's no longer out in the world, does that mean people can't go to sleep afterwards?
Correct, yes.
The next episode is dealing with insomnia.
Nice catch.
Buy a giant pizza.
Oh, that's a broken tailbone right there.
Amber.
I wonder what they serve in that cafe next door. No, what? I did not say Siri. Ah. Taking a nap. No.
Cuddly little Slimer.
Gross. It's like having a ball of snot on your chest.
wake up, your clothes are all wet and stuck to you like, ugh. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, the bad thing is we watch these shows that we like, and then we don't, we get into watching them. Ah, this makes me so nostalgic, man. Whenever this ending part would come up, it was just like, cartoons are almost over for the day.
Right, because I think the next one, Saved by the Bell came on after this?
For me, it was after the real Ghostbusters, it was Bugs Bunny and Friends.
And then, that's right.
That was it, after Bugs and Bunny and Friends.
And then there was the 700 Club came on at that point.
Yeah, either that, or you remember the Saturday, what was it called? Saturday, O.G. Readmore.
Oh, O.G. Readmore, I thought, came on between shows.
Well, he did, but there was the, what was the name of that Saturday? Hold on. Saturday ABC.
Here we are talking about O.G. Readmore's name. I haven't heard that name since, before you were born.
That's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Long time.
ABC Saturday Special. Yeah, ABC Weekend Special. Remember that?
Because sometimes it was a movie, sometimes it was something else.
Children's novels for television. But that was like, I think that stopped around sometime in the late 80s.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound familiar to me.
If you could look up on YouTube the ABC Weekend Special intro, you'll see that intro and you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember this. I mean, you may not. You were born in what, 86?
Yep.
That's probably when it started.
Yeah, what was the O.G. Readmore thing called? Because I know he did the interstitials and stuff, but I thought there was a... I thought he did an actual show.
After these messages.
Yeah, it was the... It was the ABC Weekend Special. I think it turned into O.G. Readmore at some point. We'll get corrected by someone. But I think he became the mascot for it later on.
Right.
OG Readmore here. That was fun.
Sent a picture to y'all.
And, okay, let's see what we got here. And I'm sorry, everybody, that we had to scrap the Captain N. That's never happened before.
Yeah, because we both Jason and I went through the YouTube video before, and it didn't play any ads for us. Other than the beginning.
Yeah, and we've watched episodes on there before and have never gotten ads like that. So I don't.
Well, it all depends on the uploader. The uploader can choose to put more ads on it.
Well, there was ads like every freaking 10 seconds. It seemed like.
Right. Well, if you skip the ads, it'll do that.
That is a cool cosplay.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I mean, it's not episode specific, but it's still pretty cool.
No, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah.
And let me see if I can find those RGB Facts. Let me see.
But yeah, I hope everybody enjoys this episode, because sorry we had to scrap that episode, but I think everybody's always happy with a real Ghostbusters episode.
I'm always happy with a real Ghostbusters episode.
Yeah. I got to write down, what is it, episodes, season two? Was it season two, episode seven?
Season one, episode seven.
Okay.
Yep. I think for our next one, we have to do something really bad.
Yeah. Well, next month I want to do...
You want to do brain scan.
Yeah, I want to do brain scan.
And...
which you can rent on Amazon, and I will cash app you guys the money to rent it. Because I have it on DVD, but...
Okay, I'm good with that.
I just sent you another picture.
Let's take a look at this. Oh, wow. Holy, dude, you got to post that in the the Discord.
That, yeah, that's awesome.
Am I in the Discord? No, I'm trying to know.
You're in the Discord. It looks like they just took one of the ones like we have and just completely redid it.
Well, ours is pretty close to movie accurate. I mean, okay, maybe not to the trained eye, but, you know, it's... the major differences between this one and the normal one is that this one is a lot more rudimentary shapes, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not as much stuff on it.
Yeah, as long as you get the, as long as you get the colors right of everything, it looks cool, you know? Like, it's got the yellow tube, and it's got... The brown handles, like that sets it off, like the little brown handles and the yellow parts. That is so cool.
And the traps mounted on the side, the yellow tubing in the middle, which is probably PVC, and then there's the red little thing on the left hand side. Mm-hmm. And the fact that there's only three lights as opposed to the movie four.
Yeah. That's so cool. I want one.
Let's see. Where do you want me to put it in the nerd cave?
Let's see. I think we have a cosplay thing, don't we?
Do we?
Not cosplay, but like hobbies.
There's hobbies. Okay, I'll put it in hobbies.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to be the end of the episode. Like I said, next month we're going to be doing brain scan. And you can purchase it, of course, on Amazon. Let me go to justwatch.com and just see if it's streaming everywhere. I know it's streaming on Crackle, but you've got to watch it with commercials.
Gross.
Brain scan.
Commercials. I'd rather not. That's why I don't watch Hulu as much as I want to. Although Letterkenny and What We Do in the Shadows are worth it for the commercials.
You can stream it on Fubo, Crackle, and Plex. You can rent it, Amazon, Vudu, Apple TV, and Microsoft. And you can also buy it at those same ones. It's $2.99 to rent, $3.99 HD, and it's $12.99 to buy on HD.
Beautiful.
So that will be looking next forward month.
To it. Sweet.
So thank you guys for watching these episodes. And with us, and thank you for being Patreon supporters. Wally, Derek, anything you guys want to throw out there before we leave this evening?
Yeah, I'm at The Real Big Wall on Facebook, on Twitch. Actually, not Facebook, on Twitter and Twitch. I am Wally is Funny on Facebook. And if you follow me on Twitch, I mean, I will play Fortnite with you.
You are constantly on Twitch. Every time I look, you're on Twitch. So
yeah, basically,
Wally a follow. If you need content, follow Wally on Twitch.
And the thing is, I'm always playing with either my family or friends of mine that I've known forever, or Rampage and Axeblade even join me occasionally. actually, Rampage is like an every night feature. And we've become very good friends, and it's great.
That's awesome. As soon as I'm done with Days Gone, I'm gonna start playing with you guys.
Well, it's fun. I've really enjoyed it. This season's super hard to get a victory. because of all of the, I guess you would say, try hard stuff that's in it now.
Yeah.
Because you can craft things now and build and all this kind of stuff. Like you can grab a chicken and float down. I've seen people just kind of float down from a mountain on a chicken, land and shoot me in the face. And it's like, come on now. But it's still great. Oh man, today I had this wonderful play where this person's a builder. You know, they build these elaborate whatever, trying to confuse me and wall themselves in. And they built a little section where I could fit in, and I just went into it. And I guess they thought I left because they got out. They looked around. I could hear them up there, and then they started building up even higher, like those idiots tend to do. Yeah. And I got out, I ran up behind them and just shot them in the back of the head. And I was like, this is great.
So what about you, Derek? What you got going on?
Just as always, check out the Derek Diamond Experience podcast anywhere you get your podcast for free. Video versions of the episodes are on YouTube, and you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at D Diamond Podcast.
I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about this. This is something I've been thinking about to do as like our $100 a month perk. What if we got to $100 a month, we do the same commentaries each month, but we create a channel in the Nerd Cave Retro Official Discord where people could listen to us do it live and watch along with us at kind of like a watch party.
I mean, that's
a cool idea.
So if you guys like that, let us know, and we'll start pushing the Patreon harder to get to that $100 level.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let us know what you think if you like that. If we get to the $100 a month, we just do a watch party with everybody. You won't get to say anything, but you can at least watch along with us and hear us in real time talk about this stuff. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I guess that's
it. Live so. Tweet.
But thank you again, Patreon supporters, and thank you everybody else for listening. Sorry you get this so much later than everybody else, but hey, we got to keep the lights on here at the show. So everybody who pays gets it first. And if you don't, and if you want to throw us some money, patreon.com/nerdcaveretro. Good night, you guys, and we'll see you next month for another commentary track. Good evening and goodbye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.